Hey, I'm right, aren't I? I'm right, aren't I? Or I'm right, ain't I? Which one would you say to
you? I am right, aren't I?
Yeah, that's what you should say, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Would you ever say ain't?
No, you don't have to say ain't, but a lot of people use it.
Yeah, I use it myself.
Yeah, you use it. People use it. Well-educated people use ain't.
Mm-hmm.
You just say ain't. Just
the same, doesn't
that's
it?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Well, how would you use it?
It's kind of like the baby when the baby born. The first baby, you say, dad, dad, dad.
Yeah.
So he just ain't as word. People don't forget you.
Mm-hmm. Do you use it?
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Mm-hmm. But I really know English.
Yeah, I know you do. I can tell you've been doing some reading. Just by the way you talk. Well, let me see. How would you use that word? I mean, give me a case where you might say that.
Say what?
Ain't.
Ain't.
Uh-huh.
You want a sentence?
Yeah, a whole sentence that you would have it in.
There aren't many true people
You said aren't, not ain't. When would you say ain't? Would you just say that with...
Ain't.
Like you hadn't said it when you were talking to me.
Uh-huh.
Would you say that with your family more?
Yeah, would you say it with your family more? There ain't.
There ain't any.
Uh-uh.
There ain't any more.
There ain't any more.
Would you say that?
Yeah, now and then, I might be sure.
You might do that, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, let's see.
Papa used to make us correct each other. He said
he did.
He didn't say English right.
Uh-huh.
He used to ask the other what should I say?
Uh-huh, uh-huh, uh-huh.
To make each other right.
That's where you learned that.
Mm-hmm.
He did a good job. Well, let me see. If somebody came up and said, well, now, don't y'all do this for me, you know, just for me. You say maybe that you had invited them to dinner or something, and you say, oh, don't cook all this just for me. You say, that's all right. We was going to do it anyway. What would you say?
Don't cook all this. We generally cook that much in the week just for the family.
Okay. Or would you say, we were going to do that, or we was going to do that, or what? We were going to do that anyway? Doesn't matter, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Which one you say there? We was or we were?
We was.
Uh-huh. Okay.
You did that. Were would sound better.
Were would sound better. But you might say was, huh?
That's right.
Okay. Okay, now that's good.
Well, it's like a person says, I'm going to town, I'm going to get me a new pair of shoes.
Okay.
I'm going to buy me a new pair of shoes. A new pair. Or I'm going to buy me a pair of new shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of saying they're going to buy them a pair of new shoes, they say a new pair.
Mm-hmm.
It's the shoes that's new and not the pair, you see?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, right.
Well, I never thought about that. Well, let me see. If somebody asked you, maybe a window got broken, and they say to you, did you break that window? You might say, no, it...
No, it wasn't I.
Okay. It wasn't I. Well, let me see.
Most people would holler, no, it wasn't me.
Okay, that's what I want. Would you say that much?
Yeah.
You wouldn't. Okay. Let me see. Suppose you go to the store looking to buy some material,